Well, it's great to spend this Saturday morning with Angie Metcalf. She is a calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. We have some more answers from the Heartland. And today's question is, are all calf starters created equal? And I guess, Angie, we'd have to answer, no.
Right. When we're looking at young calves, you know, they don't eat a whole lot of feed while they're on milk, and they shouldn't for the first couple weeks. It's similar to human babies. They just cannot digest those solid foods when they're real young. So when we do start them out, we need to start them out on really high-quality feeds. Protein sources are critical. They need to be high quality, easily digestible. We want that calf to use as much of what they eat as possible. So a cheaper feed maybe that passes through and it makes an expensive manure isn't helping that calf at all. So we want these sources to be as high a quality as possible.
Now, why do we hear a lot of different opinions on what level of protein should be fed?
Well, you know, some of that comes to, you know, what these protein sources are and what they think that calf can actually use. Research is proving, though, that between 20 and 22% protein seems to be the target where, on the as-fed basis, where these calves really get a lot out of that. They are using it higher than that. It seems to that they're passing more into the manure, so it's more of an expense. Remember that these protein sources aren't all equal, and we're looking at metabolizable protein. We're looking at as-fed. We're not just looking at, you know, some will look at a dry matter basis. So it gets a little confusing for producers, so they need to really work with somebody to help formulate something that will work for their farm.
Yeah, you kind of touched on this already, though, but from your perspective, what are a couple of things that we all should remember when we're choosing a quality calf starter?
Well, look for research behind the products, you know, new technologies that are out there. There's cool weather and warm weather formulas to help these calves, depending on the time of the year, to utilize energy more efficiently to beat cold stress or heat stress. Things like AmpliCalf that increases palatability and rumen health and growth in these calves to really get them off to a good start. Most starters have, you know, a combination of corn and pellets and oats, some molasses, and this does a pretty good job, but we've gone beyond that, similarly like in lactating cows, and there are new things out there that really can boost these calves to use these ingredients more efficiently, so we need to look for that.
So, Angie, what is your tip of the day?
Well, when I'm looking at calf feeds, I don't like to see things like urea in baby calf feeds, distillers, gluten feeds. Some of these byproducts aren't digestible for baby calves. They may be a cheaper source, but they're not usable until these calves are quite a bit older. So use it in a heifer feed. Digestibility, I guess, is the key there. Also, just because there's a calf pellet in the mix, not all calf pellets are the same. Some of these pellets may use some of these byproducts as well, so the protein that says on the paper tag may not be what your calf is getting. So really start digging into that. And if you need help, ask somebody to find out, you know, what's going to be best for your farm.
And if you need some help from Angie or just want to talk to her about this subject or others, just call her up at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Yes, they can. HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and a lot of good articles and tips on there, and go ahead and check it out when you get the chance.
Always some good tips and information as well from Angie Metcalf. As we said, she is our calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.